Welcome to the 2-Minute Shift. Today's shift, let's talk about grief. Now, grief is a tough subject, especially when you're trying to help someone else go through grief, because you might see signs that you went through or see their pain if they show it, and you want to relate that to what you went through, but everybody's situation is not the same. So oftentimes we left the question, how do I show up? How do I give them space? How much space do I give them if they need space? What do I say? What should I not say? And we often just wing it. No two people's situations are the same, and we have to respect that. So like in my particular situation, when I was going through grief, one of the worst things that you could probably do for me is to come around and just ask me how I was feeling, how the family was feeling, what's going on, do I want to talk about it? Because what if that was the moment before you came up that I was able to get that off my mind and actually feel at peace? And now you brought it back up, forcing me to relive it and go through those emotions all over again. So the best thing for me was for you to just be there. Help fill in those gaps and see the things that maybe I'm not thinking about, because all I've been thinking about is the grief. And then naturally, you'll probably end up getting the answers that you wanted, because I would probably just naturally share how I felt and what was going on. And then instead of addressing them and getting me to go deeper into those emotions, filling in those gaps and helping me figure it out would probably be the best thing for me. Now, no two people are the same, though, so that's not a universal way to help people. But for me, I like to show up for people the way they want me to show up. So I first acknowledge how they feel, offer my support, let them know to tell me how I can best serve them. And if they didn't give me anything to serve them, then I'm just there. Because sometimes that presence and you being there is all that they need. Because grief is not anything that we'll ever master.